972-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The 10 spies brought back an evil report. Now, we understand that God has spoken and said, I've given you the land. Not only has God given them the land, but he's gone into the land before them. Before they ever got there, God was in the land. He sent locusts into the land. Hornets into the land to weaken the resolve of the enemies of God's people. I want to connect the dots here in relation to our walk in the New Testament and in the New Covenant, because Jesus has already won your battle. Yet they were told, even though God had gone before them and the battle was done deal, the fight was over, they had to make choices. They had to make the choice to follow. They had to make the choice to go in. There were certain things that they were called on to do, even though God had already won the battle. He said, I've given you the land. The land is yours. Christ has finished a work. But there are certain things we must follow through on and follow on to know and to possess. It's not going to drop into your lap. You have to make choices. And your choices have to be based upon faith righteousness. Your choices must be based upon faith. And it's called faith righteousness because your faith is based upon what he's already done. And you become righteous because you believe like that. Not because you're so good. Not because you do everything right, but because you believe like that. You believe on the finished work. You believe not that God has to do something, but that is done already. You believe not that you have to get something, but that in him you have it already. This is faith righteousness. Now these spies, the 10 that brought the evil report, they had an issue. And this brought on warfare for them. I want to give you this statement. If you're writing or taking notes, write it down. Your heart can only function within the boundary of who you are, not who you want to become. Your heart can only function within the boundaries of who you are, not who you want to become. Sometimes we're disillusioned in functioning or trying to function in what we want to become. Now think deeply with me. Selah here. We think deeply about, or we think about what we want to become, and sometimes that's very elusive to us. It seems like, well, why isn't this happening? Because your heart doesn't function in that realm of what you want to become. It functions in the realm of who you are right now. See, and sometimes we can get stuck because we're desiring that, and God promised me that, but see, I'm functioning in who I see myself as being right now. And so it's like you spin your wheels. You wonder, you know, I know God is real. I know God promised me this. I've been believing for it, but Lord, what's wrong? You've been trying to function in what you want to become in your mind, when in reality you are already that in Christ. My point tonight, much of our warfare is a result of, number one, how we think, and our entering into new territories, but yet functioning in the old boundaries of who we are. See, this is what happened with the spies. God gave them a word, but they were functioning in the boundaries of who they were. We look like grasshoppers, and we look like grasshoppers in their sight. We can't go up into the land is full of giants. But see, two of them were functioning in faith righteousness. God said something to us. So, you know, they're on their way to the land. They say, you know, I don't care what the land looked like. I don't care what's up in the land. I don't care how many enemies up in the land. God gave us a word, and we're going up in this land, and we're going to take this land. So it didn't matter to them what it looked like or how few they were or how big the people were or what the land looked like. They were walking in faith righteousness. While the others were bound, their heart was bound by the boundaries of who they were and what they were and not who they wanted to become. See, your heart, you only function in who you are. And see, that can be, if we don't extend our borders and extend our boundaries and allow ourselves to access God's grace through faith. See, the scribes and the Pharisees asked Jesus a question. He said, what must we do to do the works of God? And Jesus gave him a simple answer. He said, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom God has sent. To many, see, to the ego and to the intellect, it sounds too simple. I got to do something else. See, if you live there, you are confined to the boundaries of who you are, and faith is not functioning in the way that it should, because, see, it's by faith. All right? Do you see these spies? Do you see them? They were bound by who they were. Even though God gave them a promise, they were functioning within the boundaries of who they were and not moving in the faith that God has spoken to. See, that's why you really have to go through the processes of death. Death to yourself, death to your opinions, death to your mind and intellect governing everything. I mean, we walk by faith. But listen, I'm telling you, there's a whole nother realm, a whole nother no-go zone the enemy's been keeping people out of. And we've been thinking, well, the devil lives over there. No, the devil's been defeated. The devil don't own that. The devil owns nothing on the planet. Jesus defeated him, stripped him, spoiled him, made an open show of him. Took his authority from him and gave it to the church. And so right now, tonight, that belongs to us. But the thing is, you can only function in who you are. If you don't believe that, if you don't exercise that, if you don't practice that, then you're going to be bound by the boundaries. And now look, here's where warfare comes in. God gave you a promise. Okay, so you're moving along with the rest of them. But when you get to that land, if you don't really believe God, if you're not believing God, exercising your faith righteousness, you are confined to the boundaries of who you are. And guess what? When you step over into that no-go zone, those enemies are there. And they know you're not believing. And so what they start doing, they start attacking your mind. Imagination starts coming. Fear starts coming. Doubt starts coming. Distress starts coming. Wanting to go back starts coming. Wanting to give up starts coming. Because you've not really accessed the grace. See, that grace will lead you to a place of rest. Faith rest, where you are not struggling. You're not worried. You know, I was looking at something the other day. It really blessed me. I never saw this before. And I don't even know how I got to these scriptures. You know, you just start running references and then all of a sudden, you discover gold. The Lord was showing me something about idolatry. And you know, we tend to think, you know, idolatry is a little Jesus statue. You wear around your neck or you know, however they do, you know, idolatry. You know, you keep it and you keep a candle burning up there. But the Lord showed me, said, dig a little deeper. I want to show you something. So I begin to look up words in that. And the word idolatry actually had a number of meanings. But an interesting meaning of the word idolatry is the word worry. I thought, whoa. God says when something is on your mind more than I'm on your mind, something has a place in your heart and is trying to move me out, that's idolatry. It don't have to be a statue. It don't have to be burning no candles anywhere. A big Buddha statue or nothing. No, that when you are worried, when you are worried about something, if you continue, it becomes idolatry. Isn't that interesting? These spies, their mind. I'm going to say this statement again. Your heart can only function within the boundaries of who you are. See, your heart, the grace has to pass through your heart, not your head. Look at somebody tell them, not your head. Grace, God's ability, passes through your heart, your spirit, which carries the dunamis, the exousia, the kingdom, and all that the kingdom has to pass. It passes through your heart, not your head. And the reason why it doesn't pass through some's heart often is because your head is in the way. You're on overload with information and stuff coming into your head from outside, and your senses are on overload. And you done heard and you done seen. Well, I seen it for myself. So what? What did God say? They went and they saw it for themselves and said, you know, we saw giants there. Joshua and Caleb saw the giants too. But they said, let us go up at once and possess the land, for we are well able. He knew they had the same army that the others knew. Therein, see, understand, your enemy is defeated. There are no-go zones. Let me do a little small demonstration, if I may. May I get about five people just in a little circle? Just five come up real quick and stand in a little circle. Now Jesus says, cross over to the other side. There's something on the other side. There's a whole nother realm, a whole nother reality that awaits you. And I say that to you tonight. There's a whole nother reality when you cross over. If you continue to read that story, it's an amazing story of what happens when they crossed over. First, the storm came to make them fearful. And because their minds were not renewed, the storm made them fearful, even though the Lord had released the word cross over. And so they were fearful. They woke the Lord. The Lord rebuked the storm, and they arrived at the other side. Their mind still was not renewed. See, they were still living in the boundary. Their heart, they were living in the boundaries of who they were. Tell somebody, thank God for Jesus. Now imagine if Jesus in person hadn't been with them. Legion would have killed them. But Jesus being there with them, when they crossed over, now here was the dilemma. And here's your dilemma a lot of times, most of the time. This is what you call warfare, or what you experience as warfare, or attacks from the devil, which is kind of, I'm going to say, it's kind of off because the devil is defeated. But where the attacks lie are here. If it's a finished work and the Lord has finished it already, if we lay hold of it in our heart and release the grace for it, we will have exactly what God says.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 41 of Mega Grace, by grace through faith. Numbers 13:31 states, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. God spoke to them before they spied out the land and told them he had given them the land. Moses did as the Lord had commanded him. When God speaks a word to you and you speak that word out, it's just as powerful as if God himself was speaking that word. There are things you must follow through on to know and possess your land, basing your faith on his righteousness. Because your faith is based upon what he has already done, you become righteous because you believe on the finished work. The work of God is to believe on him whom God has sent.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.